New heading. Birth gifts are cultural overlay and wisdom. The thread that weaves itself through both finding our own voice and inspiring others to find theirs reveals how, little by little, in spite of our supernal birthday gifts, a cultural overlay is introduced that we, using the computer metaphor, could call software. Just as a tremendously powerful computer cannot operate outside its software, individuals, organizations, and societies cannot operate outside their cultural mores, norms, and beliefs, unless you are a Muhammad Yunus or a Gandhi, whose vision of people, discipline, and passion were informed and driven by their consciences until eventually the old software was replaced, not only in individual heads, but also in rigid, limiting notions inside the collective heads of families, institutions, and society. You can feel how Yunus's or Gandhi's humility and the courage are truly the parents of their integrity and the grandparents of their wisdom and abundance mentality. You too can do the same thing. You can make finding your voice and inspiring others to find theirs a deeply ingrained habit of knowledge, attitude, and skill. Just listen to your own conscience, your own source of wisdom, and watch how you can see right through the flawed cultural overlay or software under the various levels of human need mentioned below. Each will come in the form of a dilemma. At the personal level, would you not agree that people want peace of mind and good relationships? But would you not also agree that people want to keep their habits and lifestyle? What would conscience, saturated in wisdom, say? Would you not agree that a person in some way would need to win a private victory by sacrificing what he wants for a higher, more important purpose, for what is right? Now take the dilemma at a relationship level. Would you not agree that relationships are built on trust? Would you not also agree that most individuals think more in terms of me, my wants, my needs, my rights, my interests? What would wisdom dictate? Would it not direct us to focus on trust-building principles and sacrificing me for we? Now let's look at two dilemmas at the organizational level. Is it not common that management wants more for less, that is, more productivity for less cost, and that employees also want more of what's in it for them for less time and effort? Is this not a common phenomenon? What would wisdom dictate? What about commissioning? That is, developing third alternative win-win performance agreements through sacrificing control or abdication for empowerment, so that management and employees are on the same page of unleashing human potential and both focus on producing more for less. Take another very common organizational dilemma. Think carefully about this now. Are not businesses basically run by the economic rules of the marketplace? Again, are not businesses run by the economic rules of the marketplace? But now think about this. Are not organizations run by the cultural rules of the workplace? In other words, there are two different sets of rules operating, economic and cultural rules. What would wisdom dictate? What if you could bring the marketplace into the culture of the workplace, so that every person and team, using principle-centered criteria, would have access to 360-degree information and or balanced scoreboard information? Wouldn't this information, combined with both extrinsic and intrinsic compensation, create a natural incentive for them to completely focus on meeting human needs in the marketplace, as well as the needs of all stakeholders? You could apply this wisdom thinking to society itself in dealing with its fundamental dilemma. Briefly put, would you not agree that society has to live with the consequences of the inviolate operation of natural laws and principles? What if you could align social values, mores, and laws with principles by sacrificing special interest for the general welfare, the good of the whole? Can you see how the larger context of wisdom in serving human needs resolves these kinds of dilemmas? Can you see also why sacrifice is such an imperative? Sacrifice means to give up something good for something better, so that in a very real sense, when your vision is strong about meeting a particular need, you would not call it sacrifice, even though an outside observer would. This kind of heartfelt sacrifice is the essence of moral authority.